Hi, I'm Mary Harrell for Mater Dei Radio. Well, we seem to be living in an age of insanity. Crimes against children, born and unborn, marriage defiled, and the list goes on and on. And it's getting uglier out there every day. How did we get to this bizarre point in history? And more importantly, how can we fight the tide of insanity and win reality back? Well, our guest today has an answer for you. Gary Mashuda is a seasoned Catholic apologist who has given hundreds of talks, classes, seminars, everything, defending and explaining the faith across the country. He's a frequent guest on Catholic radio and the internet, and his newest book that you need is called Revolt Against Reality, Fighting the Foes of Sanity and Truth from the Serpent to the State. That is quite a title. I love it. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Gary, tell us in your own words, what is this revolt against reality? Who's leading this revolt? And who really are these foes of sanity and truth, as your title says?
Yeah, well, that's a big question, isn't it? You know, what's the revolt and who started the revolt? Ultimately, it starts in the garden. I mean, it's really the evil one begins the revolt with our first parents. And what I do in my book is I kind of chronicle the things that are implicit in that lie that was said to Adam and Eve. And I trace it to, you know, all the way up to the incarnation, which I believe is, you know, the moment of where sanity is restored, where heaven and earth meet, where God and man are united, and where we're united to each other. And then there's this, you know, another revolt against the incarnation. And it's man shrinking back from this incarnational unity we have in Christ. And it kind of snowballs through history. And what I do is I trace the trajectory of all these different ways that people have tried to unite humanity apart from Christ and the incarnation. And that's really what has led to today. We're kind of on the back end of the giant revolt that's just been growing over and over again through the centuries.
Mm. Gary, how do you address today's culture wars in this book? Like, understanding for sure the serpent, the garden, original sin, all that. How do you connect that to right now, to what we're seeing in this ever-increasing tide of secularism against people of faith?
Yeah, well, you know, I trace it back to this mistaken notion that actually begins with Islam, and it comes through Europe, and then it ferments in the in Europe, that somehow God is disconnected from his nature, his will is disconnected from his nature. So God is good, and as we know as Catholics, everything he does is good. You know, his will is in line with what he is. But with this heresy that came about, they disconnect God's will from his nature so that what matters is God's will and how God decrees things and how God makes things compulsive. And that thought kind of goes through into Europe, through the Reformation, into Protestantism. And, I mean, if you walk through historically, you'll see precursors of what we're experiencing today. For example, you mentioned the pro-life movement. I mean, there's no better example of this idea of the will over not as the will being disconnected from nature. Right. So we can decree that the unborn is property. It's not human, even though what it really is by nature is human, you know, and or I could identify as a girl, or I can identify as a non-human thing. It's again, this idea that the will is somehow disconnected from how things truly are. Mm-hmm. By their nature.
Untethered from reality, truly. I'm speaking with Gary Mashuda about his new book out by Catholic Answers Press called Revolt Against Reality, Fighting the Foes of Sanity and Truth from the Serpent to the State. Gary, I said a minute ago, you are no stranger to helping people fight heresy, fight the lies of Satan. Tell us a little about your background and what led you to this work.
Ah, yes. Well, it was God. It definitely wasn't me. I was raised in a household that if you want to have friends, never talk about politics or religion.
Mm.
So, anyway, I was my first full-time job out of college. I befriended a fundamentalist Baptist lady who challenged me on my Catholic beliefs. And unlike a lot of my friends who didn't look into it and just left, I looked into the faith and I fell head over heels in love with the church and the amazing truth there. So very early on, I started my own ministry doing apologetics, and the rest is history. I've written several books on various topics. I've done talks, debates, pretty much everything you think of, because for me, you know, defending the faith is the most exciting thing a Catholic can do.
Which is amazing, because some people really flee from it. It makes them sweat. It makes them get dizzy. They can't stand the idea of having to debate this, because they're raised with just what you said. You don't talk about politics and you don't talk about religion. How did your family handle it when you basically started talking about those things nonstop?
Well, they weren't really sure what to make of it, because, you know, that's something, this was back in the, let's see, it'd be the early 90s. It wasn't something that was very typical for Catholics to do. Mm-hmm. Catholic Answers was just getting off the ground. EWTN was just getting off the ground. But you know what? They warmed up, and especially when you started having Catholic media and, you know, apologetics started becoming more normal.
Well, and speaking of media, when we start talking about pro-life issues or marriage or personhood or gender, you can wade knee-deep into enemy territory pretty quickly, and you can get kicked off of social media apps. You can get banned from places now just for stating simple biological truth. How would you encourage people to speak up for truth, even if it gets them into hot water today?
Yeah, I think if there's a walk away from my book, my book originally ended with the revolt against reality, and it was so dark that I thought, I can't end the book like this.
Oh, sad.
So I added a chapter which says, reality strikes back. And I looked at different areas in which, you know, you can try to exclude reality, explain it away. You can try to suppress it, delete it, and cancel it. But you know what? Reality is the only thing that's truly real, because only God is truly the source of all reality. And so, I guess the takeaway would be for those who are being confronted by this very toxic culture is to know that you're on the winning side, and that although, things may seem dark and quite tribalistic, that ultimately reality wins in the end. Because, like I said, there's nothing outside of reality that's earned here.
That's such a good thing to remember, because I think it's easy today in culture war things to get bogged down by the idea that we're never going to, you know, quote, win. But I think there's no end of the story. We know the end of the story. We know God wins, and we have to take courage away from that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we're a beacon of hope in the darkness, because if we as Catholics don't witness to the faith, then those who are in this darkness and this confusion and this revolt, they'll never know the path out of it. And ultimately, they'll never know the truth and love that we find in Christ.
Mm. You can always be someone's means to achieve their salvation. Absolutely. Again, the book is Revolt Against Reality, Fighting the Foes of Sanity and Truth from the Serpent to the State. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can go online to shop.catholic.com. That is the Catholic Answers online store, and you can find Gary's book there along with hundreds of other helpful titles. Gary, I know you've also got a great website you can mention to our listeners.
Yes, it's called handsonapologetics.com. And that has all my stuff, my talk.
Handsonapologetics.com. Gary, congrats on the book, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been great.